What's up, guys? It's your boy Nick Hill, and we're back for another episode of Enter the Muse. Today I have a trendsetter, someone who's going to take the world by storm, and already is. What she's doing is turning the Afrikaans community on its head and getting everyone talking. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Angie Ooh in the Muse, baby.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Sure thing.
Nice vibe. Everything is so nice here.
Yeah. This chilled Friday afternoon.
Hella chilled.
So, you just come from studio.
Mm.
What are you working on right now?
I'm working on my second EP that's going to release in August. End of August.
Yeah. Your story is like so inspirational. And it's very relatable.
Mm.
Me, I'm an artist myself. And I've also recorded stuff from home. And what you've done is really some like what a lot of people out there, there's like tons of artists, they are doing the exact same thing, and you are someone who people can say she's done it. She has a song with Jack Parro. What you've done is like very inspirational, and I want to let you know that what you're doing is great. Keep it up, and your music is controversial as shit. Gets you talking.
Yeah, you, I'm trying to provoke.
You're a proper mumble rapper. So, yeah, what got you started into this?
Well, thanks so much for all the compliments. I appreciate it. When I got out of school, I started working at a streetwear clothing shop. I don't know if you know it, Dirty Lolly.
I don't.
I started working there, and all the customers that came in there was guys that did hip-hop music and artists and shit like that that came in there. So I started getting used to hip-hop music, and I started loving it because 24/7 every day. And then I just decided, like, let me do this because I love music and just did it.
Who were you listening to?
Post Malone. Yeah. When I heard the song Rockstar from Post Malone, I was like, this is dope. I want to do something like this. So, yeah, Post Malone. Jesus, I think it's only Post Malone.
Nah, I really see the Post Malone influence on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, the tats, the vibe.
Mm.
So, I always say, because I'm a rapper and I know how it is to rap, but okay, I don't speak Afrikaans, but I know that Afrikaans rap must be really hard.
Yeah, it's different because I was doing English music for like 2 years,
yeah,
and it just didn't pop off, and I was like, let me just fucking delete everything and start fresh with Afrikaans music, and that's when I released Dis Jou Wyfie, and you know, everything just popped up from there.
So, when you released it, where did you release it on? What was and how
first I did a TikTok video about the song, and I was like, over 2 weeks the song is gonna drop, and the TikTok video just blew up. It got like over 1 million views and shit. So TikTok is like a heavy nice platform for advertising and shit, especially for artists like us. Like,
yeah,
the market is there. TikTok is very helpful.
I've never gotten into TikTok.
Yeah, I was also like, I'm not gonna do that, but damn, it helps, eh?
I feel like that's like our generation's, like the reason for the downfall of our generation.
Yeah, definitely. TikTok is a weird place.
I'm like, I have morals, like at least some morals. Like, I'm not gonna sell my soul to TikTok.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
I do TikTok, what else am I gonna do?
yeah, I get it.
But like, I've been considering going onto the dark side myself.
I think just like, do it.
Yeah.
It helps a lot, and you got the face, you got the character. I think it's gonna work.
I think Aya agrees with you.
Yeah, I think so too.
So once you released it, what was like the reaction? Like, you said it was a banger, but like,
yeah, there was a lot of shit. Like, obviously the Afrikaans community isn't where the English community is music wise and, you know, swearing wise and shit like that. Like, the stuff I'm singing about is so common in English music. Like, this is that chick that she's a black rapper, man, but she's also a lesbian, and she sings about booties and shit as well. So for me, it's not anything new. But
South Africa?
No, nah, she's
oh,
she's
Nicki
from
Minaj.
No, it's a young MA or something like that. Shit, I don't know what I wanted to say.
If there wasn't load shedding, you could fact check who she was.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know what you asked now. I was busy
like,
answering something.
What happened? Like the impact.
Oh yeah, a lot of Afrikaans people were mad about it, and I think the hate comments really pushed it.
Was that like the first response that you got? Like, you saw all of the hate and shit?
Yeah, there was a lot of hate, but I don't give a shit. Like, I'm so desensitized towards hate in the Afrikaans community, towards, you know, lesbians and all that shit. So I'm used to that. But after that, Lofi, I don't know if you know him, Lofi, he contacted me and he was like, this is a dope song. Let me feature on the song.
Okay.
He featured on the song. And then Vainan, the guy from Folk of Policicar, the bass player, he was like...
So you also heard your song?
Yeah, he heard my sound and he was like, this is dope. Let's do something together. And now we're in a partnership working together.
So it must have been quite something.
Like, yeah.
Getting from. And when you made the song, did you have any expectations?
Mm-mm.
You just wanted to like put something
out
there.
Because the thing is, I don't listen to Afrikaans music. Like now I'm listening to it because I'm in the Afrikaans game. But I've never listened to Afrikaans music. So I wasn't trying to be like someone. I was just making music. I was doing that sounded nice. And that's just what happened.
Yeah. No, I think that's the best way to do it.
Like, yeah, I think so too. I think so too. Because writing in English is so much easier than writing in Afrikaans.
Write in English and
that's what I
mean. And then the rhythm, like, does it rhyme and shit? Like,
yeah, that was hard in the beginning, but I'm getting more used to it now, like, because sometimes Afrikaans, when you sing about booties and shit, it tends to sound like a parody, like a joke song and shit like that. So there's a fine line of making it a joke song and making it about a trap song.
I love playing with satire with music.
Like, yeah, same.
Because, like, I wouldn't be a rapper. Like, think you have to be all that.
You need need that flow.
Confidence and shit. So I started off with like making parody songs. The first song I made was called Pretty Pink Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a bunch of jokes.
That sounds dope though.
Yeah. And then I released an EP last year. Mm-hmm. No, this year. And the song I had was Anime Girl, released as a single.
I think I know that. I heard that song.
Fuck.
I'm going to go listen to it again. But
Angie, who knows my music? I do not know
Can
that.
Can we listen to it now?
You want to listen to it now?
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Tell me if you know like the cover. You probably know like
cool.
But like I had like maybe I wasn't controversial enough. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm
because like you got your stuff, like it's basically what you are is anti cancel culture.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cause so you became famous from cancel culture.
Mm.
I think that's the first.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I'm just in the right spot at the moment. For Afrikaans music, because you know, English music is already there.
This is Anime Girl. Do you know it?
Dope. Let me listen. I feel like I'm Mr. Fantastic. And damn, your ass be like Miss Elastics. I'm a fantastic
pussy rise and it's incredible. All of these guys done, you're not intentional. Oh, this will be a clip.
That's dope. I love the storytelling type rap.
Yeah. I love doing storytelling.
It's dope, yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Then I switch it to like a Lil Wayne flow.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, this is dope, man. I love the storytelling behind it. It's cool.
We should do a remix.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. Mm. Yeah, that's dope, man. I like this. Yeah, I can hear that you're not trying to sound like anyone. Yeah. You're just like...
I'm playing basketball with it.
Like, yeah, I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear it. Cool. Sounding like Madea. Yeah. Yo, heavy lyrical.
Yeah, it's a long
ass song. It's nice though. You make your own beats?
No. Oh. I got this guy. I think he's a German.
Oh, cool.
German producer.
Dope. Yo. Yeah, dope. There's so much different styles of rap in this. It's cool, man. Yeah, that's hella cool, man. I'll go check it out.
Shout out.
I'm gonna go check that shit out.
Yeah, I'm making a movie and I want like a scene to have this music in the background.
Yeah, that's dope. Hella cool, man. I'll go check you out.
Shout out. So you make your own beats, eh?
Yeah.
What was it like? How long have you been doing that?
Like when I started, when I was 18, 19, I had this guy that was in my school and he did shit like this. So I went to him and it was just too expensive for me. So I was like, I'm not gonna do that anymore. And I YouTubed and then I got BandLab on my phone. I'm still using BandLab. You can use it on your computer. I've got a computer now, so at least I can make beats on my computer. But now that me and Vaynon are working together, I'm going to the studio every time. And all of my, like my previous EP and this EP is produced by Peach, mixed by Peach. But I take my beat to him and I take like the demo version to him. He just puts it on steroids basically. Yeah.
So now you have like a whole team behind you.
Yeah, it's dope.
How are you finding that? I'm sure it makes
it so much easier, because in the beginning I was like, you're hella overwhelmed with everything, but now I'm more used to it. Now it's like everyday job.
How long has it been since you've blown up?
7 months.
7 months. Your next EP, how's the stuff?
It's so much different.
Yeah,
because I didn't know my vibe. I didn't know my flow, and Peach helped me so much with that. He was like, now I know the way I can sing and all that shit. And the first, we did a lot of experimenting and stuff. And in this, and the new EP, you can like hear that I found my sound. And I don't know, it's just, I play with my voice a lot, you know, like what Post Malone does, like skrrt and that shit. I play with my voice a lot in the new EP. There's a sad song. Yes. Yeah, there's a hella pop, but the rap is also there. And I don't know, yeah, it's like hella happy songs. And then there's one sad song.
Oh. Mm. So you've worked with Jack Parrow. He was the first like big African rapper, I think.
Yeah.
But like D'Antvoort, they've made it like big overseas.
Hella big.
Yeah. I think like your style, it won't take so much to South Africans.
Mm.
It's gonna do something like
that's what I'm yeah, that's like, what I'm aiming for.
Yeah.
International.
Yeah. So what was it like with Jack Parrow, like working with him?
It was weird. Like we seen each other like once at an event where we both had to perform, and then he just messaged Vaynant. We didn't even talk to each other, me and Jack Parrow. Yeah, we didn't talk to each other. He sent the beat through. I went to the studio, I recorded my side of the beat, and that's...
So you never met him?
See him, nothing.
But I wonder how he is. Like,
he's hella nice.
Yeah.
Hella cool dude. He's hella like... Yeah, he's a cool dude. Like, one time we went to perform and there was something wrong with the sound, and he was the last performer, and he just got hella mad at the sound guy. And he was like, yo, yeah, he gets hella mad because people pay for a nice ass performance. So when the sound doesn't sound nice, it's a problem for him, because they're paying to see him and now they can fucking hear him and shit like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was at the Eminem concert when he was there.
Mm.
And the sound wasn't that good actually at the Eminem concert.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Was Jack Parra there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Yo, I didn't even know that.
This was like in 2014.
That's dope. Hella cool.
Where do you see yourself after this EP? You've had like a long journey getting to where you are now, I'm sure. Mm. So where do you see yourself in the next 7 months? When is this EP coming out, by the way?
August. I'm feeling so much better, because when I started this thing, I found out that I have cancer in my back.
Oh.
So the music helped a lot. I was distracted the whole time. I didn't really think about it. Now I'm fine. Everything's fine now.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine now. So now I'm ready. Like, yeah, I'm cancer-free.
Another thing that we should know about you. That's another inspirational thing.
Mm.
Just
I don't know. That's I don't think about it like that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like to talk about it because for me it wasn't anything. It was like getting flu. Mm. Like when you know you have it, it's like, okay, I have this now.
I get you. Like,
yeah.
You don't want people to like know you for that.
Yeah, and they ask about it all the time. You know, like I don't want that.
Yeah, like when you want them to know you for you, who you are, and then they just like, I'm sure, also probably the backlash that you've gotten. Will also like prevent people from looking into that shit.
Yeah.
Like, to get
I know. I hear what you're saying.
Like remorse or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
That sympathy, like the way the media is, like because now we have social media and things. Back like maybe 20 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, like people would find what they want to put out about you.
Mm.
Now you at least you're able to like create your own look, your own gimmick, your own you.
Yeah, like they still talk shit. Like I did an interview with someone for the Citizen, for the paper.
Yeah.
And she just wrote the weirdest shit. Like,
did they interview you?
Yeah, she interviewed me, but yeah, weird girl. She interviewed me and she sent something that we needed to green light. And we were like, okay, we green light that shit. And when the newspaper came out, I was like, what is this shit?
Did they take like out of context?
Yeah, they said so much shit. Like, my girlfriend paid financially for everything.
Yeah.
But obviously, I said that off the record. Now she's out here in the newspaper, like, her girlfriend is paying for everything.
What?
Yeah, you know, it was just weird. But no one is fucking reading newspaper anymore, so I don't really care. Yeah, I don't really care.
Probably like five old men reading. But your music, like it's like Sex in Afrikaans. That name, I put that on my status, and then it was like, oh, what? You had Sex in Afrikaans? What was it like, man?
Yeah, everyone. Yeah,
it gets people talking.
Yeah, it gets them talking, definitely.
So was that the first option for that name?
Yeah, it's because there's a weird Netflix series at the moment, an Afrikaans Netflix series that's named Sex in Afrikaans.
Okay.
And me and Vainan were just like one night, Sex in Afrikaans, Danish Titadons, we just rolled with it. It's weird because I don't really like the song. I don't like EDM and, you know, like trance. I don't really dig that shit, but obviously it's needed. Like I needed that song for my EP to blow up.
Okay.
Like that song is doing the best at the moment.
Because I those, like hits, it's hard to get hits.
Definitely.
If you want to also be true to you,
like
I don't know,
especially if it's English Afrikaans, because I want to be an international artist as well.
Yeah.
And international people fuck more with Big Booty Bitch than they do with Sex in Afrikaans.
Makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah,
that sucks for me, but whatever.
Yeah, but carry on doing you. That's how you've made it here, and like, carry on being you.
I'm gonna, thanks,
and
man.
That will resonate with who it resonates with.
Mm.
Like the community that you, like the people.
Core
like,
following.
Yeah, your cult are gonna pay to see you. If you perform overseas, they'll pay to go see you.
Like, yo, well, that'll be dope one day when I'm big.
Yeah, you'll be loyal to
them. Yeah, definitely.
No, but it should happen. It could happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working towards.
So who are you collabing with in this new EP?
In this new EP, I don't have any collaborations, maybe with this solo. Last song, but I've got collabs coming with Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
And with Van Pletsen, there's a new song coming up, but I want to go international.
Are these their songs that you feature
on? It's their songs that I'm featuring on. Okay. I want to check out Moonchild. I don't know if you know her.
No.
It's a chick, she sang a song with Beyonce and with De Antwoord.
Okay.
She's a South African artist. She's hella big. I want to check if I can, because I want to break that barrier into that industry, like Nasty C's people and shit as well. That'd be dope.
Yeah, because Nasty C is considered the king.
Yeah, he is.
There's so much more potential in the music industry in South Africa, the rap
industry. I think so as well. Like I'm hoping that this opens door for other girls.
Yeah,
because every time I go perform, it's just dudes everywhere. When I go to performing. Like everywhere, like there's just dudes in this industry. There's no chicks. Like I'm checking for a chick drummer, for a chick guitarist, you know, I want everything. Guy. Yeah. Cause it sucks, man. The vibe of guys, you know, and shit like that. There's no girl vibe. I don't know. It's just different. I think it'd be cool to see what types of girl artists is going to be now.
Yeah. Just create a girl band.
Yeah. I hope so. That'd be dope.
What would you
call them? For live shows.
What would you call them?
Big booty bitches.
Big
I don't
booty
know.
Bitches. I like that. Yeah, I was playing one of your songs in the gym the other day, and I just started laughing. Like, fuck. I think it was 6 in Afrikaans.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump.
And I was roaring at the time. I'm like, shit. I'm like, fuck.
It's so cool that people vibe with my music, because I'm, most of the times I'm at home, I don't do shit. Yeah. So I don't really see what's going on around me. Like with TikTok, I don't see shit. And then someone tells me, did you see how much the sound's been used and shit like that? And I'm like, oh shit, that's cool. And when I give someone my number, they're like, shit, you really giving me your number? I'm like, what do you mean? It's weird to me. Yeah.
Which is famous. Someone famous on my contact list.
Yeah, people weird. Hitting me on some dumb shit every time.
Did you see
yesterday
that?
Someone was like, do you eat meat?
What?
They were like, Angie, eat your flesh. Do you eat meat?
Do you eat meat?
Yeah, no, I do, but I do, but that's the most random question ever.
Yeah, well, it's just like out of the blue.
Yeah. Fuck. Angie, eat your flesh. Weird.
Did you see that video? I'm sure you have. It was one of your songs, say, put the, I think it was Dirty Dancing, the chick from Dirty Dancing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, my girlfriend actually made that for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I put it on as a lyric video because
video.
Yeah, we actually shot the music video.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw like clips from it with the drifting and shit. So I'm excited for that as well. We're hoping to release that maybe like a month's time.
Okay, is this your first music video?
Mm, yeah.
Who did you work with?
Jafe. Hawkins or something like that. He's worked with everyone, Jack Batter, Early B, Lofi, Biggie, all those guys.
So now you're under the same management with all of these artists?
Mm-mm.
You're not?
No, oh. Because I know Biggie and Early B's with Universal Music.
Oh.
And Lofi's also there, but I think he's almost finished in his contract. Me, I'm just with Bainan.
So you signed with this record label?
Not really. It's more of a partnership.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 50-50 because with with Universal, it's normally like 20-80.
They give you a nice advance.
Yeah, but then 2 years later, you're like,
they do. Like so many stories.
Yeah, shame. Shame.
Artists are like, bro.
Yeah, because they reached out to me as well, and I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Were you like considering it?
Nah. No, I was like when I started, I was like, I can do this shit on my own. Like, obviously now I'm like, no, I can't do this shit on my own. Yeah. There's way too much going on. But Vaynan's like, he's an angel. He fucking does everything. He's like this the whole time.
It's good. You need like those people. Right?
Yeah, I really think he's like the best in business. Because like every time I talk about him, people are like, Vaynan.
They know him. Yeah.
Because he's not mislik. I mean, I don't know what's the word for. He's not rude. He's just he wants shit done.
Yeah,
wants shit done.
I respect people. Like
yeah,
that.
Same. Me and too. Transparency is like heavy important. Yeah,
especially in this industry. Like Drake has a song, "No Friends in the Industry," and I found that to be. Like,
yeah, same, true. Same. Yeah, you see a lot of things as soon as you're like in it. You're like, damn, is this how it is? This is it. Yeah. It's weird.
And everyone's weird. Like, artists are weird people. Like, I love
speaking
with artists.
Same.
That's why I have this podcast.
Many different fucking personalities and telecool.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of interesting people.
Yeah. Especially around this area.
Like,
Melville. Like, it's like the artist hub. Like, this place could be in New York.
Mm. Like, yeah, this is dope, man. I love this. Yo, but the cars and shit's a bit busy, but...
Yeah.
I think I can get used to it. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. This place does not sleep. Joburg is like New York in that way.
Yeah.
Does not sleep.
Like I was at Cape Town the other day and it was a Sunday night. So fucking busy. In Pretoria, you won't see no one on the streets on a Sunday.
Pretoria's dead.
But out here and in Cape Town, it's busy the whole time. And people are just so cool, like the way they dress and shit.
Yeah.
Pretoria, it's fucking Piti Brugge and Valleys. Like, that's
it. I always say Pretoria's for the retreat, Jonesy's for the vibe.
Definitely.
Pretoria's also nice to like kick back.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes it's nice. Like when I go to Cape Town and I perform there, it's hella nice to come back home and be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's my types of people. Because I always get so nervous in Cape Town when I go on stage.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I've never been to Cape Town. Yeah.
Those people are just like, I don't know, they're kind of snobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of give you that feel of they're better than you and shit like that.
Someone says it's like that.
Mm.
Someone told me. Sorry to Cape Town people.
Yeah, I know. Most of the Cape Town people are nice, but there's some Cape Town people that are like, maybe just moved out there so they can say, like, I live in Cape Town.
I guess that's probably worth it.
Mm,
How often do you go down to Cape Town?
Well, my manager Vaynant lives there, so now more than ever. Like, I've been there now, oh, two times. But I'm going again soon though, because it's rocking Stallies and then rocking Porch and all that shit.
So you have like shows lined up?
Yeah, I've got a couple of shows lined up. It's still too little, but I think I'll get there eventually. Yeah. Hoping to like sell my own show out before the end of the year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
That'll be dope.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Hopefully, like, lockdown doesn't come back.
Oh nay, nah. What the fuck? Nah, I hope that never comes back. Yo.
But who knows?
Yeah.
It's unpredictable.
Yeah, it is. Hey. Yeah. And that sucks for artists, especially artists that signed, because most of them only make the music from the live shows.
Oh yeah.
So that's hella bad.
So you can make money from merchandise and stuff as well.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have merchandise. No, not yet. I want like a hella nice following before I do shit like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's dope.
Yeah, but definitely I'm definitely going to do something like that eventually.
So where will your EP be released? On what platforms?
All platforms. Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. My core following is on YouTube. Like, you can see with the streams and shit.
Okay.
Most of the people check my music out on YouTube.
So you posted your first song on YouTube, right? Or TikTok, you said?
On TikTok, the video, just as a preview for the song. But before me and Vaynant signed, I used an app called Amuse. And you pay like $350 a year and they get your song out on everything. Shazam, TikTok, Instagram, and iTunes and all those places.
Cool.
Yeah. So a starting artist, that's like a dope thing to do. But I know there's DistroKid and shit like this as well. So
CD Baby. Mm. CD Baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit you can use low-key.
Also that, like, it also cuts off like how much you make.
Mm. Things. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I think you need a marketing budget.
Mm. All of that. Definitely. But with Amuse, when you pay the $350, you get 100% royalties.
Okay.
$350 a year and then 100% royalties goes to you. It's cool. It's a cool app. Like, If I wasn't signed, I'd still be using it.
Okay.
Mm.
That's dope. I think we're going to take a little break there, guys. We'll be back. And we're back. So, Angie, you've been on the road for a while now. What are, like, some of the craziest stories or funny stories out there, if you've had any?
Damn, man. No, nothing I can mention. I'm joking. No, not really, like... Tell her, like, 9 to 5. This is my job now, and that's it.
Yeah. Strictly work.
Yeah, strictly work. Go to the event, get back. Like, no, when I was 20, I used to party, take all kinds of substances and shit. But now I'm like, I can't even do that shit anymore. I think I'll puke, you know? But I'm glad I got that shit out of my system, because I think, like, I'd fuck up.
Yeah.
If I was still drinking on stage, I think I'll hit someone with a mic or something like that, you know? So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, get it out there before you're famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you had the opportunity to grow.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Do not get that. Like, you see
Justin Justin Bieber, yeah. You got to fucking grow up in front of everyone.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And, like, so many people hated him.
Yeah, at that time he's responsible for so many people's salaries, and he's, like, what, 14?
Yeah.
That's bad, man.
Yeah, like, everyone knew him.
Yeah. Looking at him grow up and shit. That sucks, man.
Looking at him, like, walk with slippers out of an airplane.
Yeah, peeing in buckets.
Yo, he did all that shit.
Yeah, he did random shit, that guy.
But that stuff must fuck you up. Like,
yeah, I think so.
Like, even, like, when you look at the world.
And like, I think Justin, like, did a good thing. Because he's fine still. He's still making money and shit like that. But other people, like Lindsay Lohan and... Yeah. Like, they really had it bad. Like, now they're, like, nowhere.
Yeah.
I bet that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, trying to stay relevant in this day and age is, like...
Getting there is so hard.
Yeah, and then staying relevant, it's bad, man. It's hella stressful.
Like,
especially if you've been on top, it's like, where are you now, man?
Yeah. And, like, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
You're now, and then next year.
All of a sudden. Like, I don't know if you know Jay Marley. He sings that song. what's that song? I got bad bitches in my house. Yeah, I don't know.
I think I've heard it.
Yeah, that song. He released that song and now he's like gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one hit. Was he a one hit? I wonder.
I don't know, because I haven't heard any other songs, so probably. I have to go check out, actually.
Staying consistent.
Yeah. Is key, definitely.
I was going to say earlier, Drake's new album. Like, Drake, he released like the same kind of sounds.
Yeah.
All the time. Then you tried something like it's like you tried like dance music.
Mm. Yeah, I need a one day.
Honestly, never mind the album. I was listening to it in the gym, and sorry, Drake, if you ever hear this, but I realized why he called it "Honestly, Never Mind." So I started listening to it.
Like, you honestly, honestly, never mind. Oh, fuck. I need to go check it out then.
He has one good song, Jimmy Cooks.
Oh, yeah, that is a cool song.
Jimmy Cooks is a good song.
Yeah.
And then the others, I don't vibe with.
Mm. But the new one, Juice JX, she fresh. Yeah, I like that. That's dope. Yeah. That's hella cool.
Yeah, that was kind of inspiration for Anime Girl. Like,
oh, dope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love that song. I wanted to do something similar in Afrikaans, but I'm still working on it because I don't want it to be like Axe. The sexy Farimwe. I don't want it to be like, you know, too fucking obvious.
Yeah.
But obviously it is a sample. Like, it's not there.
Are you going to sample that song?
I don't know, because they've sampled it.
Oh, from what?
From, there's most such a song. I'm too sexy. Too sexy for my shirt. Yeah. So sexy. Yeah, that one. I think they sampled it from that.
Makes sense.
I don't know, because there's so many fucking legal things involved as well with these types of stuff. So you need, like, to be careful.
That's the thing about being a great artist.
Mm.
It's like one day someone like me is going to want to make a movie and have your song.
Mm.
But you have to be dead for 69 years.
Yeah, for it. So yeah, like Nirvana.
Artist, but I wish he died a lot earlier.
Yeah, man, that sucks. Artists that blow up after they died.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Lil Peep was one of them, because it looks like it was, but...
Lil Peep's died, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but it looks like he's been on the game, and people are like, nah, this guy blew up after he died.
Yeah, what do you think of him?
I think his music's nice, man. I fuck with his music.
I never really got into that.
Mm. Yeah. Juice WRLD?
Yeah, I like Juice WRLD.
Yeah, Juice WRLD's also nice music.
Juice WRLD's really good.
Mm. Bit overrated, but...
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. Like, yeah.
While he was alive, he wasn't that big.
Mm.
I heard this other kid from Pretoria, and he sounds just like a young Juice WRLD.
Mm.
Yeah, I wanted to, like, hook up, get like him in the studio.
Yeah, and
make music with him, because like it's the same kind of sound.
Yeah,
when people are looking for that Juice WRLD sound.
Yeah, I'm also looking like to collaborate with people, because I want to give other small artists the chance as well. But it's difficult to get something that I fuck with as well, you know?
Yeah, because music is so diverse.
Especially in the Afrikaans community, like, who the fuck am I going to collab with now? Like, that's Afrikaans. Early B is, like, the only one I haven't collabed with, so that would be cool, but...
So you've collabed with everyone you want to collab with?
Yeah, in the Afrikaans community. Like, imagine Kardarin. No. Just imagine. That guy's still in the scene, hey?
Yeah.
Because me and Peach shot a pro thing. I don't know if you know what that is. It's something he does on TikTok and YouTube where he's also like this. Hella awkward. Like, you know, Between Two Ferns. From Zaka. He does that shit. So it's heavy, like, yo, awkward as fuck. But it's dope though. I love it.
Have you done that?
Mm, yeah, and he did Kardarin actually as well.
Oh.
So that's the thing. I think but it's TikTok. TikTok made Kaptein's Bunny Sailor famous again.
Shit.
TikTok does that with so many music, hey? Really, it trends like 20 years later. I think you need to.
Yeah.
Like, that's a decision I made, and I'm so happy I made that decision. Like,
if I do it, I'm gonna hype it up before.
Mm.
And they're like, no, I'm not gonna go there. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
So tell me about your tattoos.
My tattoos, what do you want to know?
I like this Lisa.
I just got this the other, it's still healing.
Oh yeah.
This one says booty.
Which was your first tattoo, and how old were you when
this
you
one? And I was 18.
Really?
Yeah.
The first one was that.
Yeah, and then I got these naked chicks on my leg. And ouch here as well. And then I just started like,
are you like Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
Like just
doing it like pussy melter. I like random ass tattoos, like
that's dope.
It's weird like tattoos. Yeah, 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 I like that. Actually, I did shading just so it can be like more of a one piece, yeah.
And what's that?
It's just a teddy bear.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how often do you get a tattoo?
Quite often these days, huh? Normally it wasn't that often, but now it's like every month.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually sure I want to go again, like, but the guy that normally tattooed me was like, you know, if you just post videos and shit, I'll just do your tattoos for you. So I was like, okay, cool, man. Yeah. So that's hella dope.
But isn't it like awkward, like when you get it and then you have to let it heal and shit? I only have one tattoo, and like the healing process was like,
yeah, the healing sucks, but my skin heals hella quickly.
And on your face, like when you sleep and stuff.
The shading was the only thing that irritated me, but this, nothing hurt.
Oh
yeah, and the only tattoo that hurt was one on my stomach.
Okay,
the rest was like
yeah,
hella easy.
I think maybe you're like addicted to it now.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm used to
the pain. The
yeah, and the guy is so sensitive, like on your skin and shit. Like you get different tattoo artists, is like this one was, you can see he went in.
Like it would have been painful, cause like
yeah, it was painful. And then the guy that normally does my tattoos is this one. You can see the difference in line work. This one pops out and shit, and this one is just like,
can you get a close up and show that, what's it, that one with the gun?
Oh yeah,
pussy, what, pussy melter. You should have that in one of your music videos.
Yeah,
like, have like dope. A gun, like a pussy melter.
Yeah, and it stands on it, man.
And then there's like a candle or like
that'd
some
be dope.
Like some like giant pussy, and then just melt.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That's a fucking cool idea. I actually need it like a lyric now.
Yeah, you should work on it. Like,
yeah, that'd be dope. Maybe pussy melter. Yeah. Merchandise.
Nice.
Dope.
Like
yeah,
Elon
yeah.
Musk.
With the guns, with that, yeah, you know, the Supreme thrower. Thing. Oh no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Elon Musk has a flamethrower, but not a flamethrower.
That he guy. I want to be as rich as that, just buying flamethrowers. Imagine. Flamethrowers. Fucking South Africa represents, but he doesn't like South Africa.
I was just speaking. I was telling my friend the other day, like, I get what he's doing. Like, he wants to go to the Mars and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, but he's building underground tunnels because LA traffic is, like,
yeah,
so fucked up.
What
he
do
makes
you...
electric cars and there's load shedding in South Africa. Elon Musk.
You ain't doing shit for South Africa at the moment. Like, where are you? We need electricity,
from
bro.
Victoria, man.
We need electricity.
From where we are.
Help
at.
Us. Help us.
Help us. SOS, Elon Musk. Please see this.
Tag him.
We should tag him on Twitter.
Yeah, we should tag him. Yeah. Fuck, you know.
I also try to stay away from Twitter.
Mm. I've never had Twitter, but Vaynard was like, you need to get on every platform possible.
Oh, you're on every platform now.
Yeah. And I need to post like every day. Shit. He says consistency is key and building a community is key. So now I need to do TikTok lives as well.
Fuck, I must be texting.
Yeah, and the people, bruh.
Yeah.
What's on your nose? Because I have this thing. I'm going to go laser it off eventually. But the randomest questions. Why don't you move your upper lip when you speak? Like, what the fuck? The weirdest shit. Yo. Afrikaans people think they're funny. Like, brok bun. That's so overrated. Why are you still using those jokes? Stop. Stop.
Stop.
Fuck.
Yeah. But it was great having you on the show, Andrew.
Same, man. This was hella nice. Yeah. Hella nice vibe. Hopefully, I'll come back again sometime.
Yeah, definitely.
After the EP.
After the EP.
Mm.
After we've broken some more records.
Yeah, dope, man.
Yeah.
Next time you see me, I'm going to be...
And there's going to be covered up with tattoos by then.
Yeah, probably. But my girlfriend was like, nah, you're not getting a new face tattoo. And I was like, if 6 in Afrikaans gets more than 1 million views, the face is going to be tatted. Like, that's happening.
Sorry for that.
So at least get me to 1 million views, guys, because I need...
Do it for the tat.
I need tats.
Do it for the face tat.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys. Oh, yeah. Your handles. Now you're on every account.
Yeah, everything. I'm on Instagram at Angie Ooh. Facebook the same. Twitter the same. TikTok the same. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.